That's all I want to do. Let's make love and fun, right? It's Fleetwood Mac, 22 to 9, up and Adam this morning. Time at this time, each and every week, we delve into our technological genius known as Richard Pascoe and try and extract some information from him. It's easy, we just give him a phone call.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again?
Trying to make that sound a bit like a surgical procedure. Richard Pascoe, how are you?
I'm sweating like Prince Andrew opening his mail this morning.
Yes. Oh, it's from the Children's Hospital. Anyway, good to talk to you. Let's get another thing out of the way. They had to quarantine for 14 days. They may as well stay in the hotel, and they've got to quarantine when they get back, and that is the only time they won't get yelled at for their appalling behaviour in Bangladesh, the Australian cricket team.
It's terrible, isn't it? So, yes. Not the greatest couple of tours I think we've ever seen.
No.
By anybody, and really was the second string side going over there. So, I think the sooner we forget about that, the better. So, roll on the summer.
When Australia's favourite Stark isn't Mitchell, it's a problem.
Don't get me started. Is Tim Nilsson still working down at the second?
Great. Very good. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. Redbacks, Dizzy, big year. Big year, Diz. Anyway, let's talk something about, speaking of the Royals, Apple introducing a new child safety protection to help people with spam and things.
The term that people are going to start hearing in the next few weeks is a thing called CSAM. CSAM is, and it's going to be abbreviated in the news, is Child Sexual Abuse Material as
CSAM.
Well.
CSAM, God.
CSAM. So what happens is that there is actually a database, believe it or not, of all the stuff that has actually been reported back. There is a little hashtag on any photo on there as well.
Right.
And if anybody tries to share that photo, that hashtag comes up, even if they've altered it, which to me is a really good thing.
Yeah, great. Okay.
So Apple, with iOS 15 and the new operating systems, which will be out next month, people as well, are going to introduce new protections on there as well to help limit the spread of CSAM. So what's going to happen is the Messages app will be getting tools to warn kids of their parents when they receive or send sexually explicit photos. If an explicit photo is sent, the image will be blurred and the child will be warned. And on top of that, warned about the contact, they'll also be presented with resources and reassurances that it's not okay to view that photo. And it will also say that parents will be able to be notified that their child may not be okay. So as an added precaution as well, the child could also be told that to make sure they're safe, their parents will get a message if they do view it as well. Now, similar protections are available if the child attempts to send sexually explicit photos as well.
Jeez.
The child will be warned before it's sent, and the parents can receive the message if the child chooses to send it. Now, privacy advocates are starting to get up in arms about this. I don't see a problem with any of it, Adam.
They don't have any.
Exactly right. And,
right.
You know, for people that do send those sort of messages, adults that send those sort of things as well, I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
But what it's going to do is it's actually not going to be controlled by Apple. It's going to be controlled through your device as well. So
It's
on-device machine learning to identify those images as well. So this is going to start hitting the news, especially when iOS 15 comes out. So I just thought I'd warn people. I don't see a problem at all in it, Adam.
No, right. Yeah, no. I've got a five-year-old and a three-year-old, and all of that is the thing that keeps me up at night is all of that sort of stuff.
You're a good parent, Adam.
Well, you know, we're doing our best, and just the future just freaks me out. Hopefully, if artificial intelligence is going to do anything, make that easier, I reckon. That's great. Now, we've been talking about this chat and you telling them, the good people listening, that maybe this week's not the week to go and buy an iPhone.
The next couple of weeks, not to go and buy an iPhone. If you need one, go and get one. The iPhone 12, magnificent device. It's the 12 and the 12 Pro Max, best-selling phones in Australia.
Mm.
But if you want the latest, September is not that far away now. soap. You know, the new iron phone will be out in September. The rumours at the moment are it's going to have a smaller notch at the top. The four devices will be on offer in the sizes on there as well. Quicker refresh rate on the front, which means you can scroll up and down even quicker to find out what's happening on social media. A new anti-smudge, anti-fingerprint coating to help reduce the number of fingerprints on the frame. Larger battery because they've reduced the internals in their core. This is all rumour, people, but we'll find out. Larger batteries, we love larger batteries in phones. Bigger and better microphones as well, which is really good, I think, especially for anybody that rings into a radio station.
Right.
As well. And again, we still don't know whether it will be the iPhone 13 or the iPhone 12S.
Right, or some derivation of a 13 that may not suggest that number.
Well, they might pull a Samsung and call it an iPhone 20.
Right. They might do that. For those of us who are in the other gene pool, are we getting new phones from the other end too?
Yeah, your Pixel's coming out as well. People always say to me, you don't talk about the other, you know, the Android side enough, because there's a new phone on Android coming out every week.
Right, right.
Samsung got one coming out every week, but the new Pixel's coming, all of the Adam.
Yep.
The new Pixel, it looks lovely.
Great, because the one in between this one and my one, the one they brought out last year, it's a bit budget.
Yeah.
It's a bit plastic, wasn't it? Don't want that.
Yeah, a bit plastic. Yeah. Hot day, it'd melt.
Right.
So we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. I mean, I get what they were doing. Yeah, no one could afford it because, you know, everyone was losing their jobs and stuff, but give me a good phone. Now,
that's it.
Now, I love TikTok. I know you've got issue, and I respect those issues because there are issues. There are definite issues with TikTok. But if there's one lesson we both can agree on in the TikTok realm is that you probably shouldn't base any scintilla of a belief system around anything you read or hear or see on TikTok.
Especially when it comes to tech advice.
Yes.
On there as well, because, you know, there is some absolute crap on there as well, as I won't mince words as I normally don't do. So in July, a TikTok user went viral after claiming that you can turn your iPhone into a computer mouse. What a great idea on there as well. So he said, if you go into the settings, scroll down to general and click mouse, turn it on and shake it to activate it, it will work. It was a complete and utter hoax on there as well, but people believed him. So he had some video there with him tapping on his screen and the mouse is racing around the computer screen. All made up, people, as well. So, you know, if you're going to get tech advice, get it from multiple sources on there as well.
Yeah.
Listen to us on 5MU, but don't believe all the tech advice you see on social media, especially TikTok. It's for dancing and having fun.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Right.
But, yeah.
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au. There you can find some tech advice.
That's what we like.
Right.
Yes.
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au. Write that down. And he'll tell you how that's garbage and don't do that. That is where you go. Richard, thank you so much. All of that available on our podcast when it's up and also at AdelaideTechGuide.com.au. I've said it three times now, so hopefully people will go there. Appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!